So this is a 10-step ecstatic pussy massage process, and you're going to be offering a woman a consensual experience of external massage and possibly internal massage if she desires. So really remembering that more than anything else, the depth to which she can experience this massage has everything to do with how you show up. So you really want to bring your full presence, your full sensitivity, and also something which isn't always the cultural norm, which is not to push her or expect her to feel pleasure, but to dignify and honor any experience she might have, from feeling shut down or numb or afraid or meh or just kind of average or not so much, to explosive or wild or totally primal. Being excellent at giving this massage is more about how you show up for her infinite possibility and really offer her the permission to feel what's going on in her body. What sensations, emotions, thoughts, or lack of sensation, emotion, and thoughts. Most women in our sexual culture never get the opportunity to just feel without any pressure to climax, without any pressure to feel pleasure, without any pressure to perform. This is her sacred space. And while you want to invite her to drop into a state of deep surrender and even mindlessness, you can also encourage her in this massage to give you feedback and to feel empowered to share what she wants at any time. So she can always request changes in the pressure, speed, or intensity, or location of anything that you're doing. And you can even invite her to share this with you before the massage begins. And if you're ever curious, you don't have to be a mind reader. You can actually ask her, do you like this pressure? Do you like this speed? Would you like me to go faster? Would you like me to slow down? Do you like this location? And in that way, you don't have to get into your head or be worried while you're offering her the massage, because this might be a new experience for both you and her. But you can give yourself the permission to always check in with what she deeply desires. So one thing to keep in mind as you offer her this pussy massage experience is that most women have conditioned fear, shame, or blockage around ecstatic states. So if she isn't feeling that much, or she becomes triggered, or she tries to get into an argument, or things come up for her besides pleasure, to really keep yourself anchored in the understanding that this is her healing and transformative process that is serving her awakening into ecstasy. So this massage isn't about getting her into a fully ecstatic state, even though that's the deep intention. It's about allowing her to be present moment to moment with whatever shows up. And she might be able to enter ecstatic states very easily if she's done a lot of sexual work. Or it might be that she needs to process through presence and integrate conditioning, fear, trauma blockages, things from the past, and your support of her, your deep presence and love for her will make all of the difference in whether this is a massage in which she ends up feeling like she failed or didn't do good enough, or whether it's a massage experience that she wants to return to again and again and again, and where it can be a very profound portal to her deepest sexual ecstasy. So one thing I encourage you to repeat over and over again throughout the massage is a reminder for her to accept whatever she's feeling. So you can just say that, I invite you to accept whatever is here for you. You can even say, I support you, I celebrate you in whatever you're experiencing. Don't try and push it or change it, just breathe into it, feel it, allow it, accept it. This kind of encouragement to accept the state that she's in is often profoundly healing and radically transformative for most women. The other thing that you want to encourage her to do throughout the massage experience is to breathe. Now, if you understand breath work, and she does breath work, a structured way of breathing more deeply than usual, then you can just trust that when you tell her to breathe, she can breathe and really regulate her own experience. Now, if she's never done breathwork before, or it's a new concept for the two of you, then just really watch her and notice if she's holding her breath or she's not breathing very much. You want to encourage her to breathe and remember to keep her breath up, just like you would in an exercise class. It's important and facilitates the experience if you continue to breathe. Now, one piece of going deeper and deeper into ecstatic states is that deeper, heavier breathing can really help. If you think about sex, when you get closer and closer to orgasm, it's a natural function of the body to pick up the breath, to breathe deeper and fuller. So you can support her to go into higher pleasure states or higher states of ecstasy by deepening her breath. Now, you never want to encourage someone to do breath work who has serious medical conditions, who is pregnant, or in any way, shape, or form, you don't feel it's safe or supportive for them to do deeper breath work. So you can always ask your partner and check in with her about how she feels about breath work. Now, a couple of side effects of breath work is to feel full body tingling or sometimes to tense up. This is something called tetany. Both of these things are totally, totally natural. So if either of these happen to the woman who's receiving the massage, you can just let her know that it's totally normal to feel tingling in the hands and face, totally normal to feel sometimes her muscles tensing up. Now, if she starts to feel dizzy, overwhelmed, or if there's a lot of tension that starts happening, just encourage her to stop or slow down the breathing and just relax. And you can hold her or comfort her, but just know that there's absolutely nothing that can go wrong from feeling this normal state of light dizziness or light tension or tingling throughout the body. These are very normal effects of breathing deeper. And you want to encourage her to take full body breaths. So a full deep inhale and a full relaxed exhale, like you would do in a yoga class, for instance. So throughout the massage, really monitoring her, watching her breathing, and noticing if she shuts down her breath or if she's breathing very shallow, that you can encourage her to breathe throughout the massage. This will enhance her sensitivity, it will enhance her pleasure, and it will also enhance her ability to step into ecstatic states. The final thing that you want to monitor through the massage is to not push her towards climax or orgasm at all. And to also let her know at the beginning of the massage that you don't want her to climax very early on in the massage or until the end, usually. So if she climaxes very quickly, then what can happen is she can lose some of the charge that could be used to build her into a deeper and deeper state of ecstasy. So let her know that this massage is not about pushing her towards climax. It is about inviting her to enter an orgasmic state. And that if she starts to feel like she's going to climax, to let you know so you can actually ease off the pressure or the speed or stop altogether, hold her in a grounding way with hands on her pelvis or hands on her thighs, let her breathe deeply and relax, and then starting the massage again. So you see, as I go through the steps, that there's a space where you can build up to an orgasmic crescendo, but that generally you don't want to A, do that too early in the massage, and B, you don't want to be trying to push her towards it. So you never want to give her the feeling that she's supposed to climax or orgasm, or she's supposed to feel pleasure, because that's actually not part of the massage. And if you do that, it takes her out of the state that can actually lead to her greatest ecstasy. It's one of the greatest sexual conundrums, if you will. The more you focus on orgasm and the more you focus on climax, the less able you are to get into the deepest states of orgasmic ecstasy. because trying to do something puts someone into their judging, critical thinking mind, which is the opposite of the part of their brain that they need to be accessing to have their deepest, most ecstatic, most surrendered sexual experiences. So try and keep her out of this goal orientation and invite her into a really deep surrender. One last piece. So you want to set up the space so it's gorgeous. Put on some candles, light some incense, play some sexy music, do some mood lighting, set up an awesome space. Sometimes it's easier if you put a pillow underneath her sacrum to be able to do the massage more effectively. And for you, the massager, make sure to make yourself comfortable. It's very hard to give someone else pleasure if you yourself do not feel comfortable. So consider sitting on a chair at the edge of the bed, or you can even have her on a massage table if you have access to that. Or if you're going to sit on your own bed, then make sure to stack pillows underneath your own butt and get super comfortable with her leg orientation and how she's seated around you so that you can offer the most relaxed experience. If you're feeling stressed, she will feel that. So make sure you're comfortable and don't feel afraid to shift your position at any point during the massage. Just let her know. If you're going to change anything, make sudden changes, take your hands away, maybe even get up for some reason, then always let her know. It can be very jarring if you're in a deeply surrendered, even ecstatic state to have someone get up in the middle or shift their position suddenly. You always want to be telling her what you're going to do. That can really help relax her nervous system. So you can go ahead and set up the space. Get yourself super comfortable. Walk her through anything that you feel like she needs to understand about accepting her experience, about this not being a goal-oriented, climax-oriented experience, about how you're going to encourage her to breathe throughout the process. And then finally, this is an audio recording, so it may or may not track with your experience and your inner guidance of what's right for her. So feel free at any time to either ignore my guidance, or you can hit pause on the audio and just do whatever feels best to the woman in front of you and whatever feels most aligned for you personally. But if you're going to change things from the format, or you're going to change what I've instructed for you to do, then make sure and let her know. Guide her, because if she's heard the instructions and then you do something else, it can be really amazing for you to say, hey, I just heard those instructions, but I'm going to do this instead because it feels like your body's very responsive to that right now. And that can really, really, really support her in the most powerful way. Okay, go ahead and enjoy your 10-step ecstatic pussy massage. So to start this ecstatic pussy massage, I encourage the two of you to actually sit across from each other. And for the person who's giving the massage, I encourage you to walk the woman who's going to receive this massage through the step-by-step instructions of what you're going to do. What is an ecstatic pussy massage? Why are you offering it to her? And what is it that you are going to support her to experience? So you can talk about acceptance. You can talk about breathing and remembering to breathe throughout the process. And then you can also talk as well about how this isn't oriented towards a goal. You're not trying to give her a climax or an orgasm, but obviously you're going to fully welcome any pleasure that she feels. So you can go ahead and hit pause on this audio, just have this conversation. And then if you are receiving the massage, you can ask any questions. You can let your massager know anything that you would like to experience during the massage. Once you've shared a little bit with each other, go ahead and hit play on this audio again. So the next step is that you're going to share your intention with one another. So as this is a pussy massage oriented towards an ecstatic state, then maybe your intention is to experience sexual ecstasy. Maybe it's to experience really deep intimacy and love for one another. Remember, whatever your intention is, whatever you experience is related to that intention. So even if you make an intention to experience sexual ecstasy, and what you experience instead is something different than that, then remember that experiencing this different thing is part of the teaching, part of the lesson, or part of what needs to process or heal in order for you to get to ecstasy. Same if this massage for you two is about intimacy or deepening your relationship, then whatever comes up between the two of you is part of the lesson and part of the process that is needed, whatever needs to come up in the space for the two of you to deepen in your relationship and in your intimacy. So go ahead now. You can pause this audio, share your intentions with one another, and when you're ready for the next step, go ahead and press play again. So now I'm going to invite you into a practice called Desires, Fears, and Loves. So in this, you're each going to have an opportunity to share with each other what you desire, what you fear, and what you love about each other. Now, a couple of things that I recommend during this process is that you really tune into what's true for you, even if it's a little vulnerable or a little scary to share. When your partner is sharing, you do not interrupt them. You do not speak back to them. You don't try and coach them or fix them. This sharing process is about holding sacred space for one another. That means when your partner is sharing, you are staying present, you are listening to them, and you are just really holding a deep and silent space for them to express. Now, if you get triggered or an issue comes up for you during the sharing, do not bring it up with your partner during the process. You can wait until the end, and I encourage you to bring it up in a nonviolent way and taking full responsibility for yourself. So you can say, I need to share with you that I experienced a bit of a trigger during the sharing. Is it okay for me to bring it up with you, and can we discuss it? Right? So do not lash out at your partner. Do not start an argument. Do not interrupt your partner. You're simply holding space for your partner. And whenever possible, just listen to your partner. Try not to have a conversation about it. Try not to fix your partner. Try not to change it. Just listen. So the partner with the shorter hair, I'm going to invite you to go first. And partner with the longer hair, I'm going to invite you to share first. So partner with the shorter hair, you are going to ask your partner with the longer hair, what do you desire? Partner with the longer hair, you're going to tune into, what do you desire to feel, experience, and or learn in this massage? So go ahead and share this now, and there'll be a bell to let you know when the time is up. going ahead and thanking your partner. So partner with the longer hair, I now invite you to ask partner with the shorter hair, what do you desire? What do you desire to experience in this massage? Going ahead and thanking your partner. So partner with the shorter hair, you're now going to ask partner with the longer hair, what are you afraid of? And partner with the longer hair, really feeling inside of yourself, what are you afraid of in this massage experience? And thanking your partner. So partner with the longer hair, now asking partner with the shorter hair, what are you afraid of? And partner with the shorter hair, starting to share, what are you afraid of? What concerns you? What worries do you have in this massage experience. Thanking your partner. And now partner with the shorter hair, you're going to ask partner with the longer hair, what do you love about me? And partner with the longer hair, going ahead and expressing to partner with the shorter hair, what do you love about your partner? Thanking your partner. And now partner with the longer hair. Asking partner with the shorter hair, what do you love about me? And partner with shorter hair, expressing to your partner, what do you love about them? So you're going to go ahead and thank your partner. And then you're going to invite partner who is receiving the massage to go ahead and lie down. And partner who's giving the massage, make sure to take some time to make sure that you are comfortable. So you want partner receiving the massage to be lying down, comfortable and warm. And you want to have access to their pelvis and to their vulva. So you can sit cross-legged or you can sit with your legs apart, partner who's giving the massage. But make sure to support yourself with pillows. And you can have the partner who's receiving the massage place their legs over yours. Or you can try and make it so if you're giving the massage that you are seated on a chair. So really taking the time to get comfortable. And partner offering the massage, make sure to have a body-friendly, so non-scented, non-toxic body oil that's also safe for internal use. Or you can also have lube on hand as well. And make sure you have comfortable access to that. So go ahead and set up your position for the massage. You can hit pause on this recording and hit play when you're ready to start the massage. Okay, so encouraging the recipient of this massage to start inhaling and exhaling, having a deeper, fuller breath than she normally would. And letting her know to remember to keep breathing throughout this massage. And as she inhales and exhales, to notice her sensations, her feelings, what's going on inside of her body. So she can inhale in through her nose or in through her mouth and exhaling out through her mouth. It's her choice, but really finding this rhythm where as she inhales, it's as though she's inhaling through her entire body. And as she exhales, she's relaxing, surrendering, opening herself deeper and deeper. So massager, you can let her know that you're now going to massage her breasts. And if you're receiving the massage, remember every step of the way, you can always say no. Or you can say maybe. Or if you feel it's a yes, then you can move forward, but you are never pressured. You never have to move forward in any step. So, massager, you can warm up your hands with the massage oil. And leaning forward, you can begin to massage your partner's breast in a circular motion. So you can massage up on the inside, down on the outside, covering her breasts in the oil, going slow with the firm pressure. And if you're receiving the massage, inhaling into your heart, into your breasts, and feeling all the way, remembering you can always ask for a change in pressure or speed or intensity. And now, massager, you're going to start to massage her breasts in the other direction. Up on the outside, down on the inside. Bringing full presence, full awareness to your hands as you stroke. So, massager, you're now going to move your hands down to her pelvic area and remembering to invite her to breathe, to accept whatever she's experiencing, and to feel. So you're going to start with your hands oiled up by stroking along the inside of her thighs. When you reach her groin, her pussy, you're going to slide your hands up over her groin and then over her pelvis and up over her hips. So you're sliding from her inner thighs up over her groin, brushing her vulva, her vaginal lips, and then sliding your hands over her pelvis and over her hips. And then you can bring your hands from her hips down her buttocks, down the outside of her thighs, and slide up again in a circular motion, again going slow with full presence. And massage-y, remembering to breathe, to feel. You can even inhale into your pelvis and exhale sound, whatever it is that you're feeling. This can help open up the massage even more deeply. So next, you're going to move your hands to her clitoris, and you're going to stroke her clitoris in a really delicious way. So this can either be the way that you know she likes the most. You can use three flat fingers and do circles over her clitoris. You can place one palm over her clitoris and another palm on top of that palm and do a really grounded, firm, connected circular stroke. And if you're not sure, you can always ask her what she prefers. So starting to wake up and activate her clitoris with a massage. And again, remembering you're not pushing her towards climax. You're simply waking up and being deeply present with this part of her body. And now you can begin to focus a bit wider, doing wider circles. So you're also stimulating underneath her clitoris, more towards the entrance of her vagina, and circling up to the top of her clitoris, up where the glands is, really opening up this entire area. Now really inviting her to breathe deeply, to feel, and to possibly even sound as she inhales and exhales. Now, if she's starting to get to climax, remember to stop the massage. Don't push her over towards climax. Have her do some deep breathing and relaxation, and to just feel the pleasure all throughout her body. Now you're going to move towards working with her vulva generally. So you can take the base of your palm and press it up to the entrance of her vagina. And you're going to do a circular stroke as though you're massaging in a circle around the entrance to her vagina. So again, checking in with what feels good to her. And with your other palm, you can actually place it across her pelvis and holding her pelvis firmly as you stroke with the bottom of your palm. So the vulva is an underappreciated part of a woman's sexual anatomy, but it holds so many delicious nerve endings from the clitoris and can be a huge source of pleasure, encouraging her to breathe and feel whatever it is that she's feeling. If she has emotions, invite her to express those emotions. If she's feeling numb, invite her to accept and feel the numbness wherever she's at. If she's feeling pleasure and ecstasy, invite her to keep breathing and keep feeling and celebrate. Now you can feel whether she's open for an internal massage, or you can actually ask her. So if her body is moving and she's moaning and she feels really open, you can move your fingers to the entrance of her vagina and ask her if she is open to, or if she's a yes to, internal penetration. Now, if you're receiving the massage, I invite you to really tune into your body. Is your pussy a yes? Is your vagina a yes? And only if it's a yes to penetration, say yes. If it's a no, then that's totally fine. You don't need to receive an internal massage. If it's a maybe, maybe have a conversation about what else is needed. Maybe more massage, more stroking. So if you're a no, then you can either go ahead and start to move towards integration now, or you can actually repeat the steps of the massage so far up until this point again to drop even more deeply into the massage experience. If you're a yes, then massager, you're going to go ahead and place 1, 2, or even 3 fingers at the entrance to her vagina with your dominant hand, and with your non-dominant hand, you're going to cup over her clitoris. Now you can gently circle with your non-dominant hand over her clitoris, and you're going to very slowly, so slowly, bring your fingers inside. Think maybe a millimeter every 10 seconds. Make this really delicious and encourage her to keep inhaling and exhaling, maybe sounding and feeling whatever she feels. And now you can gently and slowly pull your fingers out, not all the way out, but just up to the entrance of her vagina, and then very slowly and gently slide them back in. You can let her know that she has all the time in the world, that there's no rush and no pressure. This is just the space for her. Now, if she's open to receiving a G-spot massage, you can check in with her and ask her if she's a yes to that. You can begin to slide your fingers towards her G-spot. So this usually feels like a little bit of bump on the inside of her vaginal wall, the part facing her stomach, although not every woman has this. But you can feel for where she's sensitive, where she feels more intensity. And then really zeroing in on this part of her body, and you can slide your fingers in and out, specifically massaging over the G-spot. Or if she prefers, you can do more of a circular motion with your fingers over the G-spot. And here's the key, invite her to inhale as though she could inhale directly into the G-spot. And then exhale and sound as though she's giving her G-spot a voice. Now, if this feels silly and you're receiving the massage, just give it a go. Let yourself have the permission. Give your G-spot a voice and see what happens. Now, if she's available to go deeper and you can ask her, do I have consent to move even more deeply into your body? And if she's a yes, then you can move your fingers even more deeply and maybe even make contact with her cervix, if she has a physical cervix, or just making contact with her deep vagina. If she does have a cervix, it will feel like the end of her nose pointing out into her vagina. She doesn't have a cervix. You can work with her deep vagina. And so what you want to do is placing your fingers even more deeply into her vagina. You can actually either hold them still, which can be very powerful, while also stroking and circling around her clitoris, or you can do a very gentle penetration in and out with your fingers, all the way up to her physical cervix or into her deep vagina. You can also see what feels good to her, maybe doing an in and out motion, maybe doing more of a circular motion, and either involving her clitoris or not, depending on her preference. And again, inviting her to breathe into her cervix or her deep vagina, and then exhale and sound from this part of her over and over again as you do this delicious stroke. Now you're going to go ahead and find the stroke that feels most pleasurable to her. You might just follow your intuition, or you can ask her. And what you're going to do now is you're going to invite her to breathe deep and to keep her breath deep and full as she inhales and exhales, and as you offer her the stroke that it's felt most pleasurable to her so far. Again, there's no pressure, no goal. If you're receiving this massage, I invite you to inhale and feel your body. Exhale, feel what's there. If there's pleasure, be fully with the pleasure. No thoughts of the future, no thoughts of a goal. Just inhaling what is here inside of me. Exhaling, feel, and surrender to whatever is here, whatever is present. So you can check in now about what feels best to you. You can either keep going, or if you're ready now for integration, then you want to move into aftercare. So massager, you can ask her, how would she like to be cared for now? Does she want space and silence? Does she want to be cuddled? Does she want compliments to be told what's amazing or beautiful or incredible about her? And spending 5 to 10 minutes in deep aftercare, supporting her in the way that she desires so that she can integrate this amazing experience. And if you want, you can go ahead and share with each other, what did you experience? What did you learn? What did you get? And more than anything else, what are you grateful for in the experience, in each other? What has made this an exceptional and beautiful and noteworthy adventure for the two of you together? I hope you had an amazing or life-changing or at least just educational experience. And I hope to do more beautiful work with you soon.